Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you are in the breakfast huddle this Wednesday morning with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for the bigger picture, or at least where the bigger picture meets science.
Yeah, it's an interesting one today because Ryan's brought up how hydrogen is at the center stage of today's conversation. Mm. It is, of course, the lightest and most abundant element in the universe. And, you know, in the future, we could see it, you know, supply our energy needs, fuel our cars, heat our homes and maybe even fight climate change.
Well, it could do that, so long as it didn't take a lot of fossil fuel to get it in the first place.
Yeah, hydrogen is everywhere, and we could be using it as our next energy source. In fact, South Korea is seeing the potential, and it wants it to be a hydrogen economy come 2040, and it wants to be a front runner in this. And this is, you know, in the backdrop of how some of its traditional industries may be fading off. And to help us get a bigger picture of Catherine Oh, she is the Korea economist for Bank of America Global Research. She's based in Hong Kong. Morning, Catherine. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, glad to have you. I think we're catching you on the last day of work before your long weekend. Hong Kong starts tomorrow. And since you're talking about Korea, happy Chuseok, Catherine.
Thank you. Happy to talk to you too. Holiday started today in Korea.
Yes, that's right. It's going to be a long weekend for Korea. And since we're talking about Korea, they have some ambitious plans for a hydrogen economy by 2040. But when I think about Korean industries, I think about tech giants like Samsung, automakers like Hyundai, and even the K-pop industry. Help us walk through this idea of a hydrogen economy. What does this mean exactly? What does this involve?
Right. Hydrogen economy may sound a bit vague now, but it really is a simple concept. It refers to an economic infrastructure based on using hydrogen-extracted energy. More specifically, it means an economy that utilizes hydrogen energy for heating, transportation fuel, and electricity supply, to name a few. Currently, the method of producing energy from natural gas, crude oil, or coal, you know, the process is highly emissions intensive, causing global warming and air pollution. And turning to renewable energy, such as solar power, wind farm, or hydrogen energy is really key to sustainable energy production. And Korea is in serious preparation for that.
Yeah, Catherine, help us put down the context behind this. There is definitely a lot of potential. What is the urgency behind these plans when you think about the Korean economy and the current structure right now?
Korea right now has two structural problems that really call for turning to renewable energy. Right now, first on the energy front, Korea is heavily dependent on traditional energy sources, and that's mostly coming from imports. Korea depends 97% of energy of crude oil coming from overseas, and so far, it's been causing a fiscal pressure on Korean government, and it is an opportunity for Korea to turn to a self-sustained and independent source of producing energy in the process of building the hydrogen economy. And secondly, just to understand the backdrop of Korea's macro economy, Korea's potential growth is falling rapidly. It is due to aging population, decreasing workforce, and the simply traditional growth drivers losing competitiveness to more emerging countries and technology advancement. And especially this year with the pandemic shock causing the economic recession, the government has become even more aggressive in seeking the next generation post-pandemic growth engine. And it is the renewable energy as one of the key focus of this government in terms of economic policy.
Yeah, Catherine, it's got a roadmap towards 2040. In terms of how the stars are aligned, what's the situation right now? Because this hydrogen technology has been around for a long time.
It actually has been a long time for Korea as well. Korea first joined the global community in looking into achieving hydrogen economy back in 2003. But since then, for around 17, 18 years, Korea hasn't been really making a tangible progress. But it was just last early last year when the Korean economy, the Korean government launched a legislative roadmap called Hydrogen Economy 2040 and pushed through the agenda since then. And that is because of the reasons I just said about the structural issues and the heavy dependence on energy imports. So Korea is looking at a very tangible goal for 2040, but still it requires next five administrations' policy input. So for now, it is a very much of an overarching policy direction, and the government is focusing on giving, providing more detail to plan step-by-step just from this year and onwards, and that's also my expectation.
Yeah, Chang and Kathleen Oh, she is the career economist for Bank of America Global Research. Now, Kathleen, talking about progress, where does Korea sit right now? Because when I think about the cost of producing hydrogen, I don't think we are where we need to be right now. And in terms of being embraced by the private sector, how is this being adopted right now? Because when you think about auto industry, car makers, they need the demand before they do the supply of cars that use hydrogen.
Correct. So broadly, Korea is still very much in the premature stage. Like I said, it started the process in 2003, but it's just made progress since last year. For example, in order to induce domestic demand in using the hydrogen energy, and Korea is very much focusing on the fuel cell energy vehicle, that's FCEV in short, sector, and Korea's plan is to focus first on the public transport sector. So broadly, it is envisioning to replace buses, taxis, and the trucks with the hydrogen energy. But for now, the penetration rate domestically is quite low, below 3%. But it is actually making one of the fastest progress in terms of building the hydrogen fueling stations. It built 20 just in 2019, and that is the highest number built globally. But in a larger context, Asia has around 178 fueling stations right now. Japan is in the lead. South Korea is still very much in the premature stage right now.
And Kathleen, just to wrap things up, what is the capacity to push this through? Because if you look at what's happening in Korea, you've got a COVID-19 situation, the global downturn, and I think you have also, I guess, a matter of priorities. The short term is for survival for businesses and jobs. That is the top priority right now. Is there enough for this momentum to carry on?
Right now, Korea still has ample fiscal capacity to push this policy and at the same time provides relief packages for businesses and the households. And Korea has been quite good at managing the fiscal prudence and the government debt level. But with the pandemic shock, Korea has been using a lot of fiscal funding. And looking in the medium, long-term picture, the fiscal deficit is widening rapidly and the government debt is accumulating. So I would think the fiscal capacity has a limit in the future. So engaging the private sector is key for success in Korea's hydrogen economy, and I think that's the part where the government needs to focus mostly on the private sector participation to push this agenda successfully through 2040.
Right, incentivizing the private sector will be key to helping this get off the ground. Kathleen Oh, she is the career economist for Bank of America Global Research. Kathleen, thank you so much for your time today, and have a long weekend in advance.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.